You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. With everything going on right now, it seems like everybody's sense of well-being is being challenged. And one of our local thinkers, I like to call him, is also a business owner. You may have heard about Zingerman's, perhaps. And co-owner, co-founder Ari Weinzweig has written several books and pamphlets and joins us today to talk about his latest pamphlet about humility. So how you doing, Ari? Are you out in front of the roadhouse, or where are you talking to us
from? I am. I'm sitting out in what we created, I don't know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, that we now call Roadhouse Park. Who knew you could create a nice little park to sit outside and eat on the corner of one of the busiest intersections in town?
When we talk about a pamphlet, real quick, what exactly is that for people who are like, pamphlet? This is 2020.
Yeah, well, everybody, they actually probably know what a pamphlet is, but you forgot.
Right.
So pamphlets are little booklets. So this one, which I have in my hand, its cover is violet, which I wouldn't have known this before this work, but it turns out the violet flower is the historical flower of humility.
Oh.
So we chose the color and the scratchboard drawing on the cover accordingly is a violet. This one's about 46 or 47 pages long, and they're little booklets. It was, in essence, what I would now say was kind of the equivalent to social media back in 1900. It was something that if you had an idea or a thought or a philosophical concept you wanted to present to the world for a relatively small amount of money, you could get pamphlets printed, and then people could buy them for relatively small sums, and then they would read it and pass it on to their friend and another friend or another friend, and so ideas could be passed around.
I actually looked up the definition of humility, and it was defined as a modest or low view of one's own importance or humbleness.
First of all, I mean, for context, I would say I knew almost nothing about humility before I started on this project. So I started to study humility. I learned a lot, and 2 years plus later, the pamphlet came out, which turned out to be timely in ways that I wouldn't have anticipated at the time I began the project. For me, it's kind of what you said, but I take it further. It's treating yourself with dignity, while at the same time believing that no one else is better or worse than you are. And it's knowing that we're all human, we all make mistakes, and that we all have a lot to learn from each other. And so humility allows us, I would suggest, starting with myself, to honor our humanity in meaningful ways, and through that to connect with other people, their creativity, and come out with a collaborative and collective outcome that's more effective than what any of us would do on our own.
I love how you refer to it as the gentle art of humility. Is that what you found after researching this for, what, you said 2 years?
Yeah, well, I got a lot more to learn, but yeah, I mean, I think humility is gentle. I mean, there's no question about it. Should I read you a little bit?
Sure.
Humility, by definition, won't win big headlines. It waits quietly in the wings. If we listen closely, humility has a lot to teach us. So I think it's just the thing of it is that it doesn't get the headlines. It's not what creates loud sounds in society. Humility is what's happening, as I wrote about in here. It's what Mozart called the silence between the notes. Humility is what's happening when there isn't a headline, but it's actually, I would suggest, often more meaningful and often far more productive. So in that sense, yeah, it's very gentle.
Where does ego come in when you're talking about humility? Is ego the opposite of humility?
Well, yeah, I think that we all, me included, starting with me, we all have ego, and we all, I like to get compliments. I like to get recognized for who I am. But I think that when we overemphasize our ego, then humility gets lost. And so in the pamphlet, I started to look at it as not just as humility, but more as humbleness, because when I changed the word, which the word actually exists, but it's rarely used, I looked at it more in the context of mindfulness, right? So mindfulness is something most everybody listening to your excellent show will have heard about or practices regularly. None of us are fully mindful all the time. We're all sliding in and out of mindfulness or slipping in and out of it. Sometimes we're focused on it. Sometimes we forget. And when we forget, then we become what Ellen Langer, who teaches mindfulness at Harvard, I think, calls mindlessness. So I started to look at humbleness in much the same way. We all slide on a continuum where one minute we're very egotistical and self-centered, and the next minute we think that we're kind of worthless and not able to accomplish anything. And that humility, I would suggest, is in the middle of the continuum where we have value and yet we're highly imperfect human beings.
And how does humility play in when the whole country and the whole world really is in the middle of this global health crisis?
Well, it's happening, and it could be contributing. It is contributing quietly. It's usually what's not in the headlines, but it continues to contribute because most of the people working on public health behind the scenes are working humbly to get vaccines and safe practices out for the rest of us to benefit from. But when we're humble, we're a lot more interested in other people's perspectives. When we're humble, we're more able to say that we don't have answers. When we're humble, also, it's really important piece of it is that we understand we're not better than anybody else and we're not worse than anybody else. And so the ideas of systemic bias and all of the issues around centuries of racism and exclusion of various groups, a belief that women can't be good leaders, all of those things go away if we can stay in a place of humility, because we know by definition we're not better than anybody else. Everybody has value and everybody has something positive to contribute if we're willing to listen.
So this pamphlet you've written about humility is good for leadership in business and can enrich your overall personal quality of life as well?
Absolutely. And Patrick Lencioni, very well-known business writer, wrote a book called The Ideal Team Player. In there, he identified three characteristics as being essential in all good team players, whether it's on a basketball team, in business, in a classroom, whatever. Humility, that is one of them. The other two are what he calls smart, which is essentially social smart, so ability to work collaboratively, and then hungry. In other words, driven to achieve positive things. So humble, hungry, and smart are the three characteristics. Humility is one that he points out, without that, really nothing great happens. So it's an integral piece, I would suggest, of creating a healthy organization and really of any healthy, great relationship, whether it's my relationship with Tammy, my co-adventurer who you know at home, or whether it's my relationship with partners and staff members here at Zingerman's, or with you as a customer, or really anybody in the world, and honestly with myself too.
What is the official name of the pamphlet?
The official name, Lisa, is Humility: A Humble Anarchistic Inquiry, because it gets into some of my learnings about why anarchism, when practiced, what I would suggest is the most grounded way, actually implies humility, because it's already saying that everybody is important and that nobody is better than anybody else.
And where can one get this pamphlet?
We can get it at any of a range of Zingerman's businesses. I'm at the Roadhouse you mentioned, but we have it at the deli for sale. We have it at the Cream Top Shop at the Creamery. We have it at the coffee shop, and then it's online at zingtrain.com.
That's Ari Wineswy, co-founder of Zingerman's, telling us about his latest pamphlet on humility. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.